This is Twit.
I'm going to review the Pono on Before You Buy today.
Oh, cool. I'll listen to that.
I can give you the TLDR.
Indeed.
I like it. But you don't really need it because what this bundles is a very good DAC with a I presume a good headphone amplifier. And Sony and others are doing similar things. I'm going to definitely say it's good. It's nothing wrong with it. I've been buying a lot of high-res music lately. I'm really enjoying
it. Like compared to, like, I have never bought high-res music.
Oh, it sounds so much better. You'll immediately.
My entire library is 256K ripped from CD.
Yeah.
So what would be the – well, maybe we should save this for the show, but it's like I'm curious to know what would be the difference between just simply buying FLAC and – than just going to the Pono player instead of that.
The first step is buying FLAC instead of, you know, even FLAC at 44116 is going to be much. You can, it's funny because I remember, and I've recounted the story many times of walking by, when I was at the Screensavers, walking by the Dolby headquarters. They were just around the corner, and a guy goes, "Psst, Leo," brings me in. Into their listening room, which is a state-of-the-art listening room with Rebel speakers and, I mean, just really nice. And he did an A-B comparison between of a Steely Dan album, I think it was Gaucho, between the CD and a high, I think it was, he did 128 and 192 kilobit MP3. Now, it's not complex music, so that's the first thing to say. Is it's it was the cut he was playing wasn't very complex. Didn't have a lot of instruments or anything.
Yeah,
but I couldn't tell the difference.
That's a lot of my worry that there are. I love all the music in my library, but I'm trying to figure out whether I need my No Doubt albums to be in really really high resolutions versus my opera albums versus just albums you like so much, you just, as a matter of courtesy, want to get it the best quality you can possibly get.
Well, the hard thing to do is to separate the psychological, you know, the belief that you're hearing it better from the reality. And I think that's almost impossible because it's very likely that you cannot, on a waveform, show the difference, but there may be still a psychoacoustic difference.
Can you AVX test it, Leo?
Well, and you can, and the real problem with AB, with it is that it's probably even in blind testing. I'll tell you something because Scott Wilkinson did a blind AB test with AVS Forum with a large number of people there playing back. They were all uncompressed FLAC, but high res versus 1641. And then he would ask the people, what equipment are you playing it back on? Those who didn't have the capability of playing back high res roughly were 50-50. But people who had equipment capable of playing back high res, 80% recognized the difference and picked the high res files as the high res files. So that's one example of, I'd say that's more than statistically significant. But then there's the issue of you and your ears and your playback system.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big deal when I started buying Sonos players. When I moved here like a while back, I had my big Pioneer 100-watt amp. I had my Boston Acoustics speakers. I had my 100-watt amp or 200-watt like Pioneer AV amplifier. It just wasn't something I set up immediately because it was going to be sort of an ordeal. And then I just never got around to installing it. Because it turned out that what was really the magic that was missing from my music was the ability to have it all in a central server and be able to play any of it anywhere. And I know I could probably get better quality if I actually set up decent speakers. I just haven't been motivated to do it.
Yeah. See, that's the other part of this. This is a whole chain, right? It's not, this is only the DAC and the amp.
Yeah.
Then you have to get the music. It has to legitimately be high res music. You have to get good outputs. I use these Edemotics, the higher end Edemotics, which sound great. This amp is not sufficient to drive my magnetic planar headphones, the Hi-Fi Man. So I have ordered an amp, a FiO headphone amp, because you really need an amp. Yeah, it's a good. It's the good FiO. I can't remember what it's called, but it's nice and it's compact. So, and then I should be able to wear my nice headphones with these. But the Edemotics are very good, and I would say as almost as good. It's just they're not as comfortable for long term listening.
Yeah.
However, all that being said, I think I can hear a significant difference. And if you asked me to characterize it, the way I would characterize the difference as there's a spatial and openness that you get. The instruments feel more separated, more distinct, and you can hear each one clearly and accurately. You hear the highs very clearly. You hear the lows, instead of being muddy and bassy, they're very clear. And so there's a clarity to the music that's very hard to characterize, but you, I think, can immediately recognize. I think there's there's a massive difference between MP3s and FLACs.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So that's part of it. And the next step is there's a difference when you get to 24-bit. Mm. But I'm listening on and I have a pretty good stereo. Actually, you know, the funny thing is my Onkyo has excellent DACs too. So my Onkyo DAC, which is the TI DAC, I can't tell any difference. It sounds the same. But listening through to high-res, because I just put the high-res music on a little USB thing, push it in my stereo, and then I can listen to it at full resolution because it's got a good DAC, on nice speakers with a sub surround, if it's surround music. And I do enjoy it better. I was listening to Peter Gabriel's So, which is an amazing album. Yeah. Talking Heads Remain in Light, amazing album with very complex, rich instrument mixes and stuff. And you hear it all. I feel.
I'll have to check it out sometime. I mean, I haven't done any upgrades whatsoever to any of my setups. Just yesterday, I've sent back a Samsung 65-inch curved flat panel quad HD display that I had in the house for about a month and a half for review. And it looked crazy stupid when it was first in my living room. And then now that it's gone, it's like, oh, it was nice seeing David Letterman at life size for about a month.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I think that's what happens is you can kind of get spoiled by quality. In one sense, I want to promote this because I think Neil Young is on the right track that we should at least acknowledge that there's a difference. But whether it's very hard for me to know whether there's a real difference. So I'm torn on this review. I don't know what I'm going to say.
It feels a little bit like a Tesla sort of product where there are people who have not just the level of interest in that technology, but also who just want this sort of thing to succeed. And right. have the sort of income where they can afford to rebuy albums for 30 bucks or so.
Yeah.
And they're willing to put up with a little bit of inconvenience if they feel as though, look, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm actually supporting this idea of promoting really high quality consumer audio.
Right.
Files, rather. We've always had really complicated, hey, look, this is made out of Russian vacuum tubes lifted from a World War III era silo bunker. But we haven't been focusing on how about if we buy like the best quality file we can possibly get. Someone like me, it's like I've known that you can buy higher quality albums, but I've just never spurred myself to say, well, what if you get the 10 albums you really, really love most everywhere and then just buy those? And I just can't get motivated to do it.
Yeah, that's basically what I did. So you'd get, you know, your operatic stuff. And I only have maybe 60 gigs of high-res music. And with high-res music, that's not very much. Maybe 20 albums. But it's my favorite stuff, the stuff I want to listen to over and over and over again. And it's the stuff that is in high res, because some of the stuff I really want is not in high res yet. Ziggy Stardust is not yet available in high res. And that, the minute that comes out in high res, I don't care if it's $50, I would buy it. I mean, usually it's $18. But all right, I'm sorry. But you know what? This was a little good little twit bit.